Under guard, crumpled tissue in my mouth. A crazy way to run, hands in pockets. Forward without, undeterred by reality. Plywood I am keeping for emergencies. For days when putting on the brakes just won't suffice. Speeding, retreating, torsos twisting beautifully in anticipation. I used to make mortar by hand. No machine to ease my impossible labor. Brick carrying and scaffolding climbing, and voices that ceased for a while in my head. Visions foiled by exhaustion, overused and folding. Injuries are bypassed for much larger connections. Double-winged, it is all that counts. To be counted like lightning, glazed like tile, and ancient bones kept as keepsakes. Never a participant in trivial bickering, or watered down by petty grievances and conditioned responses. Sometimes I think of dying. I think of the unread newspaper that stays folded, wrapped in an elastic band. I think of a broken bird making broken bird sounds, too broken to be saved, treated by most as a mild inconvenience, to be walked around and grimaced at, except by the man with the warm dark eyes, soft furrowed brow, and a child who will not forget those mangled wings, or the hard lesson of helplessness, the inability to heal or to be a vessel for a miracle. It is hard to love me. I am hard, uncompromising, and never still. I am needing intimacy at every turn, needing space to brood and build my solitary house. I miss no one I've lost except the dead, a parent, many animals that once shared my life. I am not easy, not easygoing, bloodletting, blood testing, phone calls avoided, coiled, almost mad, and never understanding. Sex and perfect reciprocation, hands that know more than words, keeping in the margins, layering synergy energy into peaks and mounds, like mountains and fractal heartbeats, fearless of falling or of clouds. You and I, it has to be our reward for not selling out, not building cages of adult overload, for constantly clearing room for any divine equation, no matter how it threatens our already precarious security. We love our children, but not like others love. We are less of this place, more reliant on grace than our own worldly ingenuity to keep food on the table, the bathroom fixed and clean. Dear Jesus, are you still mine, and I yours? It is a lot to take in. Decades and moldy walls. I am afraid of going off track, of being dead and seeing there is no more I can do, that it is done and inerasable. I am afraid of not feeling the warmth of your hand when I walk, because you are always holding my hand, and I love you with a personal love, like Kierkegaard did, his hunchback a deformity that kept him pure, and the loneliness, knowing you but never any other. I am not that alone, but I remember space, light years of carved out quiet. It enters me often and I cannot get out of it. Breathing becomes separation, a tool I must remind myself to use. Remind me again, demand my unwavering loyalty, trust, and all.